So tonight is a unique evening for our council as I get to deliver the State of the City address, which is required by our charter to be delivered in the month of February. As most of you realize, I was seated as mayor at the beginning of January along with this new city council. So as I speak to you tonight, a significant amount of what was done in 2020 and the recap that I'll give you tonight is in fact the work of the city staff and the previous city council. So with that said, I want to express my appreciation to former Mayor Albright and to the former city council, as well as to all staff for their work that I'm going to speak to tonight happening in 2020. With that, let me give the address. So good evening, fellow citizens, city council members, and staff. It is my honor to deliver our annual State of the City address. What a difference a year can make. At the beginning of 2020, words such as COVID-19, pandemic, flatten the curve, shutdown, and more were barely in our vocabulary, let alone in our periphery vision. Over the subsequent months that followed, the battle to contain the COVID-19 virus found its way to virtually every corner of our lives. In Bemidji, we shared the same reality with the rest of our nation and the world as we mourn those who lost their lives to COVID-19, while thanking and celebrating all those on the front lines, from doctors and nurses to those who stock shelves in our grocery stores and everyone in between. We endured together as schools closed, businesses shuttered, and working from home became the new normal for many. Throughout it all, I've been so very appreciative of our community. I witnessed our citizens step up in so many ways, from volunteering to keep needed services operating, to finding creative ways to assist those most directly impacted, to giving generously to support our community responded as I knew it would, with heart, with character, and with courage. Thank you, Bemidji. Here at the city, the pandemic and its effects impacted every department and every employee as our city team worked to deliver service in a world whose risks and rules were sometimes changing daily. Our city team responded, as I have come to know they would, with courage, compassion, and dedication to the people of our community. Thank you to all our staff, especially those on the front lines, including our police and fire departments. 2020 was anything but easy, and you each rose to the challenge as everyone on our city team found new and creative ways to meet the needs of our citizens in a COVID-19 world. As I summarize the great work done by each department in 2020, please know that I'm only scratching the surface of what was accomplished during perhaps the most difficult and challenging year our city has seen in recent times. Let me begin with our most essential of services, our fire and police departments. The Bemidji Fire Department continues to be a great example of collaboration as 18 local units of government continue to work together to bring service to one of the largest fire districts in the state. This collaboration allows the city of Bemidji and our township partners to provide the highest caliber of fire service to our entire district at a reasonable cost. Notable 2020 accomplishments included suppressing 87 fires without the loss of life or serious injury, completing construction of Station 4, thereby improving service and response times to the northern part of our fire protection area, instituting numerous technology upgrades to allow our firefighters to collaborate while implementing COVID-19 guidelines. Additionally, our fire department personnel completed over 3,000 hours of training, while our youth fire prevention and intervention program continued to be a leader in the state. At the end of 2020, we bid goodbye to Fire Chief Dave Hofer as he entered retirement after 10 years of outstanding service to the city of Bemidji, his work laying a solid foundation for years to come. Thank you, Fire Chief Dave, for all your hard work and best wishes in retirement. When one chapter closes, another begins, and therefore we welcome new Fire Chief Justin Sherwood as he takes the reins in March. We look forward to his leadership. As we continue forward in 2021, our department will continue to navigate the challenges in meeting the fire prevention needs of our community in this COVID-19 world. We will work hard to recruit, retain, and train our paid on-call firefighters and we will continue to explore the possibility of hiring a full-time deputy chief and creating career pathways for all our paid on-call firefighters. 2020 was a year like no other for the Bemidji Police Department. In March, the COVID-19 pandemic really began to take hold in our area, and it changed policing in Bemidji. Our department's immediate reaction was to cease all proactive policing measures to decrease the opportunity for community spread. This practice would be maintained until August 2020, when our department began a slow, deliberate, and COVID-19 sensitive return to proactive policing. We worked with our law enforcement partners to acquire PPE for our staff and to distribute to the public as needed. Further, our officers adopted educational approach to positively influencing behavior towards compliance with the governor's executive orders. Notable 2020 accomplishments included the following: providing service to our community by responding to 24,600 calls for service, completing our required annual training, securing two significant grants during 2020, the first grant completely funded a dedicated DWI enforcement officer for the year, and the second grant is towards Zero Deaths Initiative, which increases proactive traffic safety enforcement in areas such as distracted driving, speeding, and seatbelt use. As the year progressed, we said goodbye to Officer Christopher Tull and Detective Heather Holden. During the year, we welcomed Officers Tony Olson, Guy Schemmerhorn, Bradley Hoaglum, Rachel Neese, and Henry Pendleton. 2020 was also a year marked by demonstrations. As our department worked diligently to prepare and plan for demonstrations, we continued to learn and gain insight from each experience. The Bemidji Police Department strongly values the First Amendment rights granted to each citizen, and our department will continue to protect our citizens' ability to lawfully exercise those rights. 2020 also brought the first ever official visit to Bemidji from a sitting president when President Trump came to Bemidji in September. Our department worked with the Secret Service, Beltrami County, and other law enforcement agencies to ensure a safe visit for all involved. As we move into 2021, we have many new initiatives, such as the creation of a police advisory board, which we will discuss tonight, and the implementation of a new records management system. These initiatives designed to increase efficiencies, provide transparency, and build continued trust in our community. Further, as mayor, please know that I am personally committed to making the necessary investments of time and resources into each of these departments to ensure that our community is a safe community for everyone. And my sincere thanks to all our brave women and men in our police and fire departments. Our city continues to have a solid financial position thanks to the growth of our tax base and the competency of our finance team. In December, the council set our 2021 city budget at $37.5 million, which is a decrease of approximately $2.2 million from 2020. The 2021 tax levy is set at $6,517,521, a decrease of 6.5% from 2020. The general fund is set at $13.7 million for 2021. This fund is the primary operating fund for our police, fire, parks, public works, and general government. Within this fund, approximately $1 million is set aside for capital investments in buildings and equipment. Despite COVID impacts, the city managed to prepare a budget that kept rates at a slightly lower level than in 2020. State bonding money received for the construction of the water treatment plant was critical to improving our overall financial health. Further, COVID relief money through the CARES Act totaled $1.1 million, which significantly assisted our city with pandemic-related costs. As we look into 2021, I believe that the single largest financial challenge facing our city remains placing the Sanford Center on sound financial footing. In particular, how to best fund continuing operations and needed capital improvements. Please know that as mayor, finding solutions in this area is at the top of my priorities for the city. 2020 was also a busy year for our administration team, beginning with our successful lobbying efforts in support of our bonding request for the water treatment plant. This included many meetings with the legislative committee and testimony offered at the Capitol. Our city manager and team worked to staff several positions, including building official, fire chief, and JPB director, in addition to planning for future retirements. Significant work in the support of continued development also occurred working on the Mountain Views Meadow Development Agreement, TIF District, and completing the 10-year orderly annexation agreement with Northern Township. Additionally, our city clerk oversaw 3 separate elections in 7 months, including 2 special elections. We are indeed thankful for our administration team as we head into 2021, as their work is critical in support of not only all the activity in City Hall, but also in support of our City Council. As many are aware, in 2020, we had several very important capital improvement projects, either in planning or under construction. Notable 2020 accomplishments from our engineering and public work departments included the following: completing the design and beginning construction on our new water treatment plant to treat for iron, manganese, and PFAS compounds, for which we were awarded $10.2 million of state bond dollars. Our plant is scheduled to open in March. Performing $2.5 million in street reconstruction projects, including paving 3 more miles of dirt alleyways, for which we received $700,000 in state aid. Completing construction of $200,000 in city storm sewer and drainage improvements. Starting design of a phosphorus removal project to treat stormwater entering Lake Irving in partnership with Beltrami County and Mississippi Headwaters Board. A new permit application for the wastewater treatment plant was submitted to the state and approved. We annexed and took over maintenance of over 8 miles of township streets, and we set up and arranged for outdoor dining for downtown businesses on city streets in response to the pandemic. As we look into 2021, we will need to wrap up construction of the phase 1 water treatment plant and begin design of the phase 2 plant. We will need to train operators for the new plant. We will further collaborate with our partners on construction of the Lake Irving phosphorus treatment plant. And we will continue to work on finding a community-based solution to the Highway 197 corridor safety issues. 2020 highlights of our building department included processing $46 million in building permits in 2020 versus $35 million in 2019, almost $20 million of that in commercial remodels and additions. This also included 13 new residential homes and 66 new multifamily residential units. In 2021, we welcomed the following new staff. Todd Beto joined the team as our new rental inspector, Chris Bitker became the new building official, and Matt Ridland was hired to be an inspector. 2020 was also an interesting year for the JPB. In 2020, the JPB took approximately the same number of permits as they did in 2019. However, there was an increase in commercial development and a decrease in new family structures. Further, the JPB saw a decrease in the total number of planning cases from 2019. However, the cases that were submitted were more complex. These projects including the BSU Hague Sauer Hall addition, Aldi, Dollar General, and the Northern Fire Station. In the spirit of continued cooperation between the city and Northern Township, we entered into a new joint powers agreement for enforcement services to establish a more uniform, efficient, and cost-effective means of enforcing the JPB ordinance in both jurisdictions, and a new compliance officer position was created. Further, there were significant personnel changes at the JPB in 2020. We welcomed Ainsley Knudsen as an administrative assistant, and Casey May departed as planning director in December. So as we head into 2021, our JPB team will have new staff and new board members. Nicholas Phillips became our newly hired site analysis and compliance inspector in February, and the JPB board welcomed new members Josh Peterson and myself in January. And lastly, we will be welcoming Mark Borseth, who will assume the role of planning director in April. The primary role of the Geographic Informational System Department, or GIS, is to manage and maintain mapping services in conjunction with Beltrami County GIS and improve GIS access for internal and external partners. Some of last year's accomplishments including conducted a U.S. Census Bureau boundary and annexation survey for accurate counting of Bemidji's population and the corresponding funding, creating clear and useful short notice maps for tactical team deployment and planning for the presidential visit, creating and implementing an app for Parks Department filed work relating to tree inventory and maintenance, creating and implementing an app for efficiently tracking the strikes against rentals and police calls to rentals for the Bemidji PD and city rental inspectors, updating all mobile home parks in the area for greater clarity for E911 dispatch and first responders. In 2021, we look forward to the use of GIS tools for redistricting based on 2020 census data. The circumstances surrounding the pandemic created a challenging and complex year for our Parks and Rec Department as we adapted to increased demand for outdoor facilities and activities resulting from the Stay Safe Minnesota closures while working hard to deliver service in compliance with the governor's executive orders. Our staff worked hard to keep parks, trails, and green spaces open in support of the physical and mental health of our community while adapting and providing recreational program opportunities. Further, much of 2020 focused on maintaining what our department had as larger projects were delayed due to COVID-19. Notable accomplishments from last year included the completion of Gordon Falls Park, representing a $200,000 investment, including volunteer efforts by the Bemidji Rotary Club, completion of the North Country Park baseball infield renovation, continuing efforts by the Natural Playground Committee, including receiving design approval from the City Council, completed a successful Monarch Festival as a virtual event coordinated with Birds, Bees, Butterflies, Bemidji, and several of our other partners. Creation of social distancing, education, and safety videos in partnership with Visit Bemidji, featuring local citizens in the creation of a new YouTube channel. Our rec department did not pursue in-person events due to the pandemic, but successfully provided family activities in our parks and on our trails. Much of our programming was redesigned and developed using technology and social media so that all family and individual programming could be done independently. Notable accomplishments from last year included hosting numerous virtual runs and challenges, summer camp rep on the go boxes, which distributed 175 over 13 weeks with each box supplying 2 children, specialty youth boxes, and created new family and specialty events, including a clue game and scavenger hunts with 95 households participating. As many of you are aware, the Sanford Center remained closed to normal spectator events and private bookings throughout much of 2020 as we worked to comply with the governor's executive order. Nevertheless, Sanford staff worked hard to make the best of a difficult situation and found new ways to engage and serve our community. At the beginning of the pandemic, we donated produce and perishable items to Adult Day Service. Our staff hosted food packing and distribution for the North Country Food Bank, providing resources to some of those most affected by COVID-19 in our community. We also continued a partnership with Ruby's Pantry to ensure services were available to those in need, and we worked with United Way of Bemidji's Backpack Buddy program to ensure thousands of food packets were available for school-aged children in our community. Even our parking lot was busy, as we hosted the JC's 4th of July and Night We Light Unparades, along with hosting the United Way COVID Caravan, Bemidji High School graduation parade kickoff, and Treat Street. These supportive community events leading to our center being awarded the 2020 Campaign Acts Award by the Bemidji United Way. Further, Venue Works Management successfully secured $270,000 in PPP forgivable loans to assist our city in paying staff salaries and utilities. The PPP funding and proactive management causing our 2020 budget performance to exceed expectations. As we head into 2021, we will continue working with partners such as Sanford Health and Beltrami County Public Health and remain ready to assist our community as needed. Further, we will continue to work proactively to book future events as we continue to develop and roll out health and safety plans as we continue reopening our center within permissible guidelines. 2020 was a very difficult year for our center, and I'm proud of the way our staff has responded from securing additional funding through PPP and the recent deed grant funding to remain flexible to support the needs of our community in the midst of the pandemic. As I stated at the beginning of this address, the comments I have made are but a small reflection of what was accomplished in our city in this, the most difficult of years. I apologize for whatever I have missed, and again, thank our entire city team for their efforts. As I look over the horizon into the future, it's easy for me to expand on the laundry list of those things we wish to accomplish at the city, from capital projects to improvements in processes and the creation of new work groups and committees. However, I realize that a community is much more than its infrastructure, groups, or processes. At its heart, a community is its people driven by the relationships that intertwine us all and the work we set our hands to. I do not know how long the pandemic or its after effects will last. I do not know what our new normal will look like once we have this pandemic in our rearview mirror. But I do know the people of our city. We are a caring, resilient, and hardworking group, and I know we are going to overcome and emerge stronger and wiser than when we entered. We need each other now more than ever as we seek to create new opportunities for all of us in the wake of this pandemic. I look forward to victory over COVID-19. I look forward to working by your side in the coming year, and I look forward to the relationships and opportunities that we will create together. Thank you, and may God bless our community.